Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The second baseman, Tom Hare. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting seventh. The DH, Gene Larkin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Alan Anderson. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Kurt Stillwell. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting third. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting sixth. The DH, Bill Buckner. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Brett Saberhagen. And now, play ball. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hare strikes out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Stillwell hits a pop-up towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hare settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brett hits a line drive into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Harbeck hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bush for the out. Gaetti moves to second. Two outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Larkin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gaetti scores. Larkin moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Saberhagen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Tartabull takes first base on ball four. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Tarta Boole moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Buckner takes first base on ball 4. Tarta Boole moves to third. Seitzer moves to second. Bo Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jackson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bush. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Tarta Boole scores. Seitzer scores. Buckner moves to third. It's 2-1, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane hits a line drive towards third. Gaetti catches it and steps on third to double up Buckner. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gladden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hare is 0 for 1 in the game. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Hare moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Tarta Boole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stillwell hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harbeck moves to third. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Larkin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harbeck tags and scores. Two outs. It's Twins, 2, Royals, 2. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 1 in the game. Laudner hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tarta Boole is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tarta Boole is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tarta Boole hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals 2. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0-for-2 in the game. Gladden hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Gladden reaches second base with a double. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hare is 0-for-2 in the game. Hare hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gladden moves to third. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. White reaches second base with a double. Jackson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3 Twins. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-1 in the game. McFarlane hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White moves to third. Juan Berenguer now pitching. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Stillwell strikes out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White scores. McFarlane moves to second. It's Twins, 4, Royals, 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tartabull hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 4. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gaetti moves to second. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Larkin hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Laudner is 0-for-2 in the game. Laudner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gaetti scores. Laudner moves to second. It's 5-4, Twins. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne hits a pop-up towards the mound. Saber Hagen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Seitzer reaches second base with a double. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Buckner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson strikes out. 2 outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 4. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gladden is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gladden strikes out. 1 out. Tom Hare batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hare is 0-for-3 in the game. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McFarlane hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Stillwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Stillwell takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Berenger. Stillwell moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Puckett, who is chasing the ball. Brett reaches third base with a triple. Stillwell scores. It's Twins, 5, Royals, 5. Keith Atherton now pitching. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tartabull strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 5. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Harbeck strikes out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gaetti is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gaetti hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Gaetti reaches second base with a double. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Larkin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Larkin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gaetti scores. It's 6-5, Twins. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Laudner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Laudner hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Seitzer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Pecota pinch runs for Kevin Seitzer. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Buckner bunts towards the mound. Atherton fields it and throws to first for the out. Pecota moves to second. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jackson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Jackson is hit by the pitch. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pecota moves to third. Jackson moves to second. Jim Eisenreich pinch hits for Mike McFarlane. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Eisenreich hits a fly ball towards center. Puckett catches it and throws to home to double up Pecota. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Royals 5. The Twins will come to bat. Jamie Quirk now catching. Bill Pecota now playing third base. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gagne is 0 for 3 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gladden is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Gladden hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson who is chasing the ball. Gladden reaches third base with a triple. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hare is 0 for 4 in the game. Hare hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gladden scores. It's 7-5, Twins. Gene Garber now pitching. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hare. The throw from Quirk and he is safe. Hare steals second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Puckett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Black now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Harbeck hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Mark Davidson now playing right field. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Stillwell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stillwell strikes out. 1 out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hare settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a line drive into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Kansas City Royals, 5. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.